I eat chitlins.
What is the chitlins exactly?
The intestine of the hog.
How do you fix it?
Well, you clean them first, and then you soak them in salt. Either, you know, you clean all that stuff, all the fat out, and clean it real good, and you soak them in salt water overnight or something. Take them out and wash them again. Put them on and season them with all different seasonings. Put them on and cook them.
What seasonings do you put in
there? Salt, pepper, garlic, onion season, that type of season.
Any other insides besides chitlins that you eat?
The liver.
Uh-huh.
And that's a heart.
Do you ever hear of parslet or hasslet?
Yes, yes, I heard talk of that.
You've heard talk of it?
Mm-hmm. Hash, yes, uh-huh.
How do you make it?
You just cook that, whatever that is, cook it real down, real low,
mm-hmm.
and put potatoes around, and cook it with white potatoes.
Mm-hmm. What can you make with the meat from the head of the hog?
Hog head cheese.
How do you make that?
I don't know, but I ate some. I don't know how you make that. I've never seen that made.
How does it taste?
It tastes real good to me.
A person who kills and sells meat is called a
butcher.
And if meat's been kept too long and it doesn't taste right, you'd say it's
sparred.
And the kind of meat you can buy on little in little links on a chain.
Called sausage.
And what can you make from the liver?
Liver. Nothing but liver, all I know. I don't know anything you make from liver.
Do you ever hear of something taking the liver and cornmeal and stuff like that and making something called scrapple or cripple or pawn hoss?
No, I haven't.
What can you make with the blood?
Nothing.
And the inside part of a cherry, the part you don't need, is the
seed.
What about in a peach?
Seed.
And the part inside the seed?
Hmm.
You know, you open up the seed.
Oh, I don't know what you call core. I don't know what you call that little thing up in the seed, up in the seed after you open up.
What about the kind of peach that it's hard to get the flesh off the seed. The flesh is real tight against the seed.
What type of peach that is?
Mm-hmm.
Clear stone, I guess.
What's the other kind?
I don't know.
What's the kind that comes off real easy?
I don't know either.
And the part of the apple you don't eat?
It's the cold part.
And when you cut up apples and dry them, you say you're making
apple, gonna make an apple pie or something.
Do you ever hear snips?
No.
And what different kinds of nuts do you get around here?
I only have pecan nuts and peanuts. That's all kind of nuts, peanuts and pecan.
Do you ever hear any other name for peanuts?
No.
And something that it's a nut, it's either black or English.
Walnut, yeah. English.
Uh-huh.
Walnut, I think.
When a walnut first comes off the tree, it's got a soft green covering on it.
Yes, uh-huh.
You call that the?
The hull, I call it.
Okay. And you take that off and you still have to crack the...
It won't crack the nut.
What do you call that hard covering?
The shell, all I know.